Trend number three, beyond the virtual corporation. In 1992, Michael Malone predicted the rise of the virtual corporation and co-authored a book by the same name. The virtual corporation was a new idea in 1992, but it's commonplace now. It involves telecommuting, global teams collaborating across national boundaries, outsourcing of non-critical functions, always-on mobile communications, internet marketing and sales, and a flat hierarchy. But times are changing so fast, he argues, that even the virtual corporation itself is now becoming obsolete. Malone began thinking about this in 2000. After refining his thoughts for several years, he first concluded that in an internet-based global marketplace, businesses couldn't keep operating as they do today. And secondly, since every new economic era spawns a new type of business paradigm, there would have to be one coming down the pike very soon. The question in Malone's mind was, what would this new enterprise look like? Malone describes this new organization in his book called The Future Arrived Yesterday, The Rise of the Protean Corporation and What It Means for You. The word protean means something that changes frequently and easily. In this case, the protean corporation is one that can change as fast as the world and the people in it change. It is a company that can meet head-on challenges like distracted customers who lack loyalty and competitors that are scattered all over the globe. This points up the paradox of trying to have an enduring organization that is also completely adaptive and responsive. Malone's answer to this paradox is an organization that will work like a series of rings. The inner ring will be called the core. The core will be inhabited by a group of individuals who have a good grasp of the company, its culture, abilities, philosophy, history, and strengths and weaknesses. The core will establish the standards of behavior for the organization, keep its history, and nurture its culture. It will act as an advisor to the chief executive, who will not be in the core. The core will validate or reject the top executive's decisions. The core group will be in charge of setting the company's mission statement, providing its strategic direction, and handling such matters as regulations and standards. It will report to the board of directors. The core members will be longtime employees whose experience and knowledge will be brought to bear on all important decisions. They will also be kept out of the day-to-day pressures of the business and away from the influences of people in the company who might try to sway them. Outside the core will be what Malone calls the cloud. It will comprise the day-to-day employees and the space in which they will do the real work of the corporation. He calls this the cloud because as its layers get closer to the core, they will become more structured. As they proceed toward the outer edge, they will be more diffuse. The inner ring of the cloud will be much like a traditional corporation. It will contain such elements as manufacturing, finance, product management, advertising, public relations, sales and marketing, corporate communications, research and development, human resources, and administration. There's nothing new about that. But in the protean corporation, the traditional boundaries between the line workers and the staff won't exist. These employees will be full-time salaried workers with full benefits and retirement plans. The outer ring of the cloud will include freelance workers, contractors, suppliers, and anyone else who is needed on the fly to get the job done. The protean corporation will vastly increase its use of this workforce to keep from having a fixed infrastructure that commits the company to a single direction or line of products. What are the implications of this new type of corporation? Consider the following three forecasts. First, because the working structure of the protean corporation will be so flexible, the tangible assets of the company will not be as important as the intellectual capital. In order to value a corporation, reliable methods of placing a value on intellectual capital will have to be developed. Such metrics don't exist now. The consultants, financial companies, and ancillary organizations that are able to develop reliable measures for intellectual capital will be in high demand. Look for accounting firms to begin specializing in this area. Second, there will be new definitions of what it means to be successful. The protean corporation will work to maximize the value of everything it does, not just the traditional monetary bottom line. Intangible assets may be worth more than tangible ones in some instances. This is already the case with some companies, such as MySpace and Facebook. This means that corporations that wish to compete in the future will have to come to grips with creating their own magic formula that will free them from the lingering grip of old-school manufacturing models. And third, the presence of the Protean Corporation will change society itself. The large numbers of free agent workers involved in these Protean enterprises will have a positive feedback effect, producing more and more independent entrepreneurs. The new corporation will, in effect, subsidize a vast new population of such workers, opening up a wide array of opportunities for yet other companies to serve those workers' needs in a self-reinforcing cycle of value creation.